Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is up to something good, and it's glorious and wonderful. You're going to love the handiwork of God. God is reaching out to his people. His return is soon and even imminent. Imminent means any moment. And we have to know that his return is soon. But in his wonderful plan, he's going to save many willing people. People that he know are willing. And he's trying to find people that he can use to get, that he can save. And he's found people that are willing to help him reach out to others. Now, for years, the word of God has been going forth. And people have been getting saved and growing stronger. But the status quo has failed in many ways. People have taught wrong knowledge in the name of the truth, in many circles, in many ways, and in many forms. Because many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And Satan, he tempts people to teach wrong for many different reasons. People won't fall for things, the wrong things. They don't fall for the wrong things the same way. There are different parts that they will compromise on. And wherever they compromise, that's where the enemy will try to start a process of lies. Now, the Lord's word is firm. It's written. It's good counsel. It's perfect and it's holy. And the Lord will use you according to your several ability. Whatever you can give God, he will use what you give him as much as possible. That's why since we know in part, that's how he has to use people. Now, some people, they yield to the Lord and God can get people saved. Others yield to the Lord and they teach God's word in a more perfect way. Because they yield to the Lord and they teach what he reveals to them. They don't teach things that they're not certain about. But that's okay. We know in part God knows that. But we can still do a mighty and perfect work as we yield to him. We don't have to be an expert on everything. And I'm not talking about people not being an expert. But when people teach the wrong thing, and they're trying to do good, but if they teach the word amiss, it does harm. Jesus said, if we don't build with him, we scatter. And because people teach things that they shouldn't, people have been scattered. And now there are so many people that used to love to go to church, they won't go anymore. Now, here's a few examples of wrong teaching. Misunderstanding of God. I hear so many preachers say that God is in full control. Whatever happens is his will. That's not true. Because the word of God, it ministers to us and commands us and encourages us to choose the right thing. The word of God is written where we have to make a choice to choose what's right and shun what's wrong. God put two trees in the middle of the garden. If a doctrine don't fit Genesis, it just don't fit. Look what God did in the beginning. He told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, some people call religion limits this to having children. Well, how can you have a family and you don't prepare for the family? He said, be like a fruit. You can eat the peach right now and it gives you strength. You can plant the peach and water it every day and it'll grow into a tree and it will yield to you thousands of peaches over time. And you can plant all those seeds and you can have an orchard. And remember, Adam was designed to live forever. Death was not in the plan. So when Jesus gave us salvation, death is still not in the plan. Eventually, we're going to have a glorified body and we won't die. But right now, everlasting life begins from the day you first believe. Your body will die, but he gave you a promise. He will resurrect your body and it will be brand new, just like your brand new spirit. He will make it brand new again. And you'll look just like you do now in heaven. And in those that go to heaven, when Jesus comes back, we return with him in a glorified body that will never die. So everlasting life is still in God's plan. And it was in Genesis, so it's going to be at the end. Now, he said multiply. In Christ, we're designed to prosper and go forward, not backwards. It's our duty before God to multiply, to be and replenish, help others. That doesn't mean just give them money and forget about it. That means, just like your children, you train them in the way that they should go. You're replenishing the population by having children and then training them in the way that they should go, and they won't be a problem for society, but an asset, a blessing. And subdue it. Don't let something come and destroy your life. Don't let an enemy come and break in your house, just like you wouldn't let a thief break in your house and take what you work for. Don't let the enemy, don't let Satan come and disrupt your family, because he's trying to. Don't let him come and deceive your people. You have to teach God's word to your children and each other and to your spouse, and make firm the word of God in their hearts so that they can withstand the storms of deception and rebellion. And then he said, and have dominion over it, over the earth. This was what Adam said. Now, when he, whatever he told Adam, he told all of us. You have dominion over the earth. Now, God gave man dominion. So if man has dominion, God is not in control. He released authority into the hands of man. Now, we have a responsibility, but people don't want responsibility. And some preachers kind of hint, you know, they try to make things smooth when it's not smooth. You're going to have to take the word of God and build your life. Because every funeral, a lot of preachers from every denomination, they'll say, we don't know why God took them in his infinite wisdom, as if God is mean. He don't take people. That's not the way it works. God gave you the word of God. He gave you the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. It's up to you to receive salvation. It's up to you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and operate in the nine fruits of the Spirit and the nine gifts as God gives them to us. Now, everybody don't have the nine gifts, but we all have the fruits of the Spirit, and we can grow if we love God. Now, if we don't use these, if we don't receive these things, then our lives will not operate like it's supposed to. But God loves us the same, and he's working with us. He gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to help us grow up so we can avoid the problems of this evil world. We can avoid deception that leads to sickness. We can avoid sickness that leads to death. We can avoid rebellion that leads to hell. And we can receive salvation. A lot of people are not receiving salvation. There's a doctrine that say that's up to God. People teach a doctrine God has a foreknowledge. They say that he selects who gets saved. Predestination is the word I was looking for. Well, God does predestine people. If he know that a person will hear and have ears to hear, God can tell. And he'll make sure that somebody is sent to them so they can hear the gospel. Even if it's me, even if it's this radio broadcast, if you never heard the gospel right, God sent me to you because he knew you'd hear. Now, some people won't hear in a church setting because they were wounded in church, because people preach wrong sometimes. And sometimes people love the world and they won't go to church. It's not every case. The reason people don't go to church is not because the church did something wrong. Sometimes they just don't want to be right. But they don't know who they're running from. They're running from God. Adam ran from God, but he didn't realize who he was running from. If he had taken time to trust him and get to know him, you can only get to know the Lord if you trust him. If you didn't do that, you don't know who you're running from, if you're on the run at all. But now we're in a situation where he has to come back. So he put this message on my heart called The Day After the Rapture. Now this broadcast is 30 minutes long on the website, 15 minutes on the radio. So you can listen to the whole version on newlivingletters.com on the audio 3 page, and it has today's date on it. Now, that's newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com, and it's on the audio 3 page. Everything's free. You can download it to your phone or to your device, laptops, computers, and you can listen to it because it'll be stored in your memory. And you can send it to people. But let your people know God loves you. And he has old preacher on the radio teaching his word. Now, newlivingletters.com. Now, this word that the Lord gave me for this broadcast is called The Day After the Rapture. This is a time that the Lord has to come back. He came as a Savior on time, and in the perfect time he came. He died on the perfect day. And he's going to return again. We don't know when. But it's imminent. Now, the Lord's been saying it for many years. And recently, people are expecting the rapture now. It's time for... See, if he waits too long, his word won't be kept. He's got to come back right about now. His return is imminent. Last November, he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent. And tell them to be ready that they be not left." I even heard a doctrine where they say, if you're a Christian at all, you're going in the rapture. If you're walking in the way of the Lord, you're going in the rapture. If you have no unforgiveness or strife in your heart, if you're not an adulterer, if you're not committing fornication, you can do that just by lusting after people. So if you're not in pornography, then you'll go in the rapture if you're a Christian. These kind of things can buffet you out of the kingdom. And he's not going to take what's not his. He's going to take his people who operate according to his word. That's very important. So now people of all ages do different things. And sometimes people allow sin in their life. Well, this is not a time to allow any form of sin in your life. Because the enemy will try to use it against you in heaven's court. And when the rapture happens, you won't be able to go. You got to live the life of Christ. He didn't give you salvation so you could live like Satan. He gave you salvation so you could live like God. And you asked for salvation, if you did, because you want to live like God. You repented from your sin. That means you turn from them. But some people turn back to sin. And they try to keep it a secret. But it's not a secret to God. And it's definitely, it's not even a secret to Satan, because he's the one who tempted you. And he's going to accuse you. And if you're doing what he's doing, then he's going to accuse you. And when Jesus have to come back, and he's got to come back whether you're ready or not. Now, the day after the rapture, things are going to be a little different. It's going to be wild. It's going to be surprising. There are parents. Some will be taken and some will be left. Sometime one will be taken and the other left. And then people who have Christian children, the Christian children are going to be gone. Little children that can't judge right and wrong will be gone. I'm talking about little ones. But if they can judge right and wrong, they're responsible to get saved. They got to be saved. If they're not saved, they're going to be left. Babies are going to be gone. They're in the kingdom of God. And toddlers and little children that just don't understand sin yet, they'll be gone. But with television, a lot of children understand sin at a much younger age, and they know they need to be saved. If you know you need to be saved, you're required to be saved. And God can judge. And God judges what man can't. So I don't know what age is the age of accountability, but I know that when a child can't judge yet, then they'll be... They're in the kingdom of God still. I remember when I was around between the 7th and 8th grade or 8th and 9th grade, I was thinking about salvation and I didn't get saved. And the Lord said, "You're on your own now." I remember that. And some of the same thing has happened to some of you. If you know you've heard about Jesus and you didn't respond, then don't think you're going in the rapture unless you get saved. Believe on Jesus that his blood washed away your sin and he died to save you and rose again to justify you and represents you before the Father according to the word of God. Then you're saved. If you believe that and confess it with your own mouth and turn from your sin. And if you struggle to turn, keep turning from sin. Ask God to help you. God knows the heart. But if you're playing with sin, don't think you're going in the rapture. And you don't want to be left here because God is coming back to judge the earth. And definitely don't take the mark of the beast if you left. That's going to be bad. But the day after the rapture, there are many people are going to run to and fro, trying to reconnect with people that have gone, trying to find out if their loved ones are missing or not, or their children are missing or not. There will be preachers that's going to be left. There will be Sunday school teachers that will be left. And there will be preachers that are taken in the rapture and Sunday school teachers that are taken in the rapture. Well, they say, well, the word rapture is not in the Bible. But when you study 1st, 2nd Timothy, Thessalonians, Paul mentioned about the rapture, how God will come back and take his people off the world. John talked about it. We find Christians in heaven in after chapter 3. In chapter 4, we see the church in heaven. And then God starts judging the earth, according to chapter 5. All this is mentioned, recorded, and people know about it. They made movies about it. And now we're required to know these things. He's coming back, and he's coming back on time. And there will be people who you thought were not going, and they're going to be gone. There are some people that just live a while, and they're going to hear a message like this and get saved. And then when the rapture comes, people are going to be thinking they're still here and they're gone. And they'll wonder, how did they leave? They live worse than I did. It's because they got saved. And there will be some that didn't do right all their life. And they got saved. And they'll be gone. And there are some that did good for a long time. And they lived a very impressive life. But they didn't forgive somebody. They're going to be left. And there'll be those who secretly lust after women or women that lust after men or both. You know, people that lust after people. And they'll be left. The line that Jesus is a dividing line, a plumb line. Everything's measured by him. And he doesn't make mistakes, folks. This is real and this is true. He doesn't make mistakes, and people will be judged for their ways. Now, if they left here, it's because they were not on God's side in life. And they yielded to Satan somewhere if they're left, or they never got saved in the first place. But if they're gone, it's because they trusted Jesus as their Lord, and they lived according to the word. Easy to understand. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's not... I know different churches like to teach different things, and they have opinions don't count. Sometimes opinions is nothing but an attack of the enemy, because they're shaped from the past and they're shaped by old thoughts that sometimes are just not true. So the opinions that you adopt, don't be so fast to trust old opinions. You're going to have to trust the word of God and overcome some of your opinions. Now, if the opinion line up with the word of God, keep it. If it don't line up with the word of God, reject it. God put two trees in the garden, tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Select the tree of life and the way of life and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Easy to do. It's not hard. You know right from wrong. And because man ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he can judge right and wrong. Whether he does or don't, that's up to him. But it'll be his fault, and his blood will be on his own head, not somebody else's. But people who teach wrong and cause people to stumble, they're going to be punished for it. According to James chapter 3. See, I don't believe in being so fast to say something that's not scriptural. Now, some people are afraid to warn people right. I'm not. They're looking at the finances. Well, the bank expects us to make a payment. If too many people leave, we won't be able to make out payment. We got to make it smooth. Now, they tried to get Isaiah to preach smooth things. And they even asked him, prophesy deceits. Now, that's crazy. I'm not going to jeopardize my soul and other people's soul for money. And I decided a long time ago, if I'm going to preach, I'm going to do it God's way. And if I have to compromise, I'll just do it God's way, and I'll get what I get. If they kick me out of church, I don't care. I'm going to do it God's way. If they embrace me, I'm still going to do it God's way. If they love me, I'm going to do it God's way. And if they hate me, I'm going to keep doing it God's way. If they kick me out the organization, I'm going to do it God's way. If they kick me out the family, I'm going to do it God's way. There's nothing out there that's going to cause me to miss out on the rapture because of some knucklehead people that won't listen. And I love all of God's people, even the knucklehead people that won't listen. But sometimes people are just hard-headed, head as hard as a knuckle, and they won't listen. But you just have to listen. Sometimes you just have to do it God's way. And then I learned something from all this. If you stay focused on the Lord and His righteousness, Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And my whole body is enlightened by God's word, and I love it. Now, when that happens, you see greater things when you're looking at the Lord and you live under His counsel and you're hearing His word. You can see and judge things in a much greater way. And that's what it's all about. I love giving people information. The Lord loves, He thinks of everything. He loves us. He's not waiting for people to mess up so He don't have to take them. He just can't allow sin in heaven. But He loves us. And He don't want nobody to miss out. It's more like sometimes people think, well, God don't want me, I'm not good. It's not like that. He's pulling for you. Just like you would be on the sideline at your son's football game, you're pulling for him. Or your daughter's soccer game, you're pulling for, you want them to win. You want them to do good. You want them to do better. So it is with the Lord. He wants you to be like Him, not His enemy. Now, I want to explain something because it's not fair if you don't know. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light, or your whole being. See, your spirit and your soul is inside your body. Now, because you're looking at the Lord, you're learning things. You're focused on His word, on the words that He has said. Now, you didn't see Him, but you didn't see Him face to face. That's not what Jesus is talking about. But if your eye is single, your focus is on the word of God, the truth of God's word. And you, just like Jesus was when Satan tried to tempt Him, tried to get Him turn a stone into bread. Well, He didn't do that because He was motivated by the word of God, not lies. He didn't throw Himself off a mountain because He didn't have to prove who He was. And He didn't worship Satan because he didn't have to bargain for the kingdoms of this world. He loved God. He's doing it God's way. And He's still doing it God's way. He's not going to compromise to get your soul. Now, He cannot let sin into heaven. He don't want another Satan there. But one sinner can corrupt heaven, just like one devil corrupted the earth. God had to cast him out of heaven, and He had to drive him out. And Adam listened to Satan, That's how Satan has a right to be here. Lucifer had a kingdom here, just like Adam has a kingdom here. But God made Lucifer first. And he betrayed God. And he tried to take over. He yielded to pride. He was the first sinner, the father of lies, the first liar, the first to act on the influences of sin. And that's what kind of spirit he is. He's a sin spirit, full of pride, witchcraft, foolishness, rebellion. Now, if you have those seeds in your heart, don't think you're going to heaven. You have to drive those things away. And the blood of Jesus washed you of your sins, and you drive them out. You have the power to not sin. You have the power to do things in a new way. Even if your habit systems hadn't caught up with your spirit, man, Jesus represents your case before the Father. But don't be sin conscious. Don't focus on sin and the problems you have trying to live right. Receive God's word. Look to him. He'll help you do what you need to do. And there you will still have sinful desires. That doesn't mean you qualify you as a sinner. It's when you act on them. It's when you allow them in your life on purpose. Now, if you're being tempted, that don't mean that you sin yet. You may feel aggravated and weakened, but you didn't yield to the temptation. And even if you did fall, your heart still wants to do it right. But even in a weakened situation, the Lord will always be with you and give you a way that so that you can escape it. So if you want to do right, you can. It's up to you to not lust after women if you're a man. And these days, men if you're a man. All those things are wrong. It's up to you to not steal, not kill, not slander people, and not hold unforgiveness against a person. If you don't forgive, then God's not going to forgive you. You have to understand these principles so that you can thrive in this life. But when the rapture comes, whatever people are, whatever they're doing, and sometimes people deviate in and out of the kingdom, and the Holy Spirit will guide them and try to work with them. But if they keep on doing it, then, you know, they made a choice. When he can't reach you anymore, when you keep refusing the Holy Spirit, then your heart will get hardened and you won't notice him convicting you of sin anymore. And that's dangerous. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and renew a right spirit within me. Those are good prayers. Now, I was taught you don't have to pray that anymore because we have a brand new spirit. But that's not the case. If you think you need to pray that, you pray that prayer because God can honor it. But God loves you. And he's going to help you win in life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, bless you, keep you strong, make you whole. It doesn't matter about the past. Give God now. Give God what you have now, your life. And depend on him to help train you in every way of life. Because he loves you and he's for you. He's pulling for you. Even though the things you did were wrong, his love didn't change. He's not like man. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.